It's our Dare to Live Fully podcast, and today we're talking about mastering negative thinking. Our mind can be like a bad neighborhood. We go in it and we pull out a negative thought and we churn on it over and over, overthinking it. And then we wonder, why aren't our lives happier, better? Why are other people getting what they want and I'm not? Well, if you're feeling stuck, this podcast may help you get out of a rut. Here are some things you can do. Number one, be aware, be vigilant when a negative thought pops into your mind and you keep overthinking it. Become aware and stop. Number two, you stop by asking yourself, what's the price I'm paying for overthinking this thought? Actually get clear on the damage you're doing to yourself. If I'm thinking Gail can do it, Peter's doing it, but I'm not doing it, I'll never be able to do it, and you're thinking it over and over and over again, you're actually getting yourself into the rut, feeling depressed, feeling powerless. So you want to, number three, change the channel. You have the ability to turn things around. When you become aware, you can tell yourself, what would the opposite be? The opposite of I can't do it, I'll never do it, is I can do it and I will do it. You change the channel, you turn things around. Number four, but you have to be ready to give up an old story you've been telling yourself, which probably is a habit. And you might have learned it from a parent, a teacher, an old boss, someone who was pushing their problems onto you, projecting what their discomfort was, and not really what you were capable of doing. So you have to chart that old story. What are you telling yourself? How long have you been saying this? How did it originate? Did someone else tell it to you? And now you're just repeating it. And the good news is you can take on a new story, which may be a little scary, because you may not be used to succeeding in this way, but you can and you will. Number five, what are some of those common negative thoughts that we have all the time, and how do you turn them around? Well, one that you may be familiar with is, I'll never get what I want. So how do we turn it around? I'll get what I want because I'll chart a plan and I'll follow it. And I'll get support from some of the people who I know really care about me. Another negative thought, I'm too old. It'll never happen to me. I want you to ask yourself, why not you? Of course it can happen to you. Then tell yourself it will happen, and here's how. Actually see yourself getting what you want. Chart a vision. Meditate on it. See yourself having it. Another negative thought, I'm not a leader. Other people are born leaders. I'm not. Turn it around. I know what's needed here. And although I'm afraid, I'm going to take a risk and tell people what I know. I'll take action now. So all of this may seem simple, and it is. But if we're loaded up with old habits and old stories, it may be a little more complicated. To repeat, what are the steps you can take to master negative thinking? Number one, Be aware, be vigilant, spot it. Spot those negative thoughts and how you're churning on them. Number two, ask yourself, what is the price of overthinking that thought? What price am I paying in my life by not getting what I truly want? Number three, you have the power to change the channel, the ability to turn things around. Number four, be ready to give up that old, boring story about yourself that someone else might have given it to you. A parent, a teacher, an old boss, who knows, someone who is frustrated with themselves and they projected it onto you. And the good news is you can take on a new story, something more satisfying, seeing what you really, truly want in your life and seeing yourself getting it. Number five, what are some of those common negative thoughts and how do we turn them around? A common one, I'll never get what I want. Bull! Turn it around. I'll get what I want because I have a plan and I'm going to follow it. Another negative thought, I'm too old. It will never happen to me. Ask yourself, why not you? Of course it can happen for you. And actually seeing yourself getting what you want. Meditate on it. Another negative thought, I'm not a leader. I wasn't born a leader. Other people are. Turn it around by saying, I know what's needed. And I'm going to take action. Yes, I feel a little frightened, but I am going to serve. That is more important than my fear. Being of service always trumps fear.